The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Once again, it is my privilege, my honor, to welcome to the program a dear, dear friend, Dr. Kerry Gerges of Back Pain Relief Ohio in Westerville. Dr. Gerges, it's always great to have you here on the program.
It's always to be with you and your audience.
Well, it's my pleasure because so many of the members of my audience have come to your office, and I hear from them all the time, and they're really getting help. But just before we went on the air, you and I were talking, and you said something that surprised me, maybe even shocked me. I would assume that almost every patient that comes to Back Pain Relief Ohio in Westerville come because of pain. But you said that's not always the main reason why people seek out your services. Is that right?
That is true. Pain is just one of the reasons of a patient seeking help. Obviously, we want to be free of pain.
Sure.
But what is really more devastating to a quality of life is the inability to do things that the person once used to do or would like to do but can't. It's like the grandparents who want to play with the grandchild or pick up the grandchild, or the mother or the father that wants to go play ball with their kids but they can't because they're hurting. So the pain is, yes, but it's the things that they enjoy to do, the trips. They want to try to go someplace, and they are afraid to take the trip because they may not be able to find the help when they get there, or they're going to hurt and spoil the whole trip. There's a lot of things that people are gradually ends up to be kind of losing on functions that they would like to wants to do, and they resign to the fact that this is, I'm just getting old, or I'm going to have to put up with it and rely on medications or this or that, and lose on having fun and going back to regaining their quality of life and getting to do things that they once enjoyed.
So is it true that many people just kind of get used to the pain and decide there's nothing I can do about it, so I'm just going to live with it? And then there comes a time, however, when it's not necessarily the pain that pushes them to get help, but quality of life.
Exactly.
In other words, it's not necessarily the pain. We can live with that. But it's the consequences of the pain.
Right.
Is that right?
It is. And we're getting used to the pain. It's really a mechanism. It's only a grace of God. It's God created in us ability to tolerate so much. And it's called accommodation mechanism, that the body is used to increase the threshold of tolerance to pain. Because if we feel every little pain that we happen, it becomes debilitating. But God gave us the grace to be able to handle so much. But what happens, people take it to the extreme. They learn an athlete is not supposed to complain because they don't want to get benched.
They
bite the bullet and they put up with it. And they have the increase a high threshold of tolerance and leave it alone until it becomes extreme. And instead of addressing the issue while it's early stages where it's fixable so easily, then they leave it until it becomes really something that requires maybe surgery. And so why does a person that is as healthy as can be, over time, they develop the need for surgery? Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because during that period, they have ignored a lot of signals, a lot of and pain is a friend in the sense it gives you an idea, an alarm that goes off and says, do something. So if we suppress that alarm and not do anything about it, guess what? The condition, the body will say, okay, this must be normal. So you just keep going and you begin to compensate by avoiding certain things, avoiding the trip, or avoiding the playing with the kids. You avoid these things that's going to give you discomfort, and you cheat yourself on things that you shouldn't.
And would you say that the loss of quality of life is never static? It continues to decline unless you address it. It just continues to get worse and worse because the person says, as you said, well, this is just part of getting old, and so I'm not going to do anything about it. It never gets better, and it almost always gets worse unless you choose to do something about it. Is that correct?
It is actually a downward spiral. It's going downhill gradually, and we become accustomed to just putting up with it and living with it. And sometimes we hear it from other people. They tell us, you're getting old, so what do you want? You know, this is part of life. This is part of, some people call it arthritis.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they say arthritis.
Yeah,
blame it on arthritis. Blame it on a diagnosis that may have gotten diabetes or this or that. And they get in their mind, I can't improve because I have this condition. Rather than finding out what else is there that can be done to change that outcome. I have patients that it's amazing results to see how, I'll tell you a story of a friend, and I can tell you it's not a really divulging secret. It's because she wrote her condition on a piece of paper, and we're hanging in our office for a while because she was depressed. She had MS. And she was diagnosed with MS. The doctor told her when she was diagnosed, she was in her 40s. And the doctor told her, you will be in the wheelchair for the rest of your life. So just get used to it.
Mm.
And sure enough, within a few, at the time when she was diagnosed, she was healthy as can be. It's just found out that there were some problems. They diagnosed her with that condition. So they got to the point, by the time she came to me, she was already 17 years in the condition.
17 years.
Yes. And they happened to have been, the way they found out about us is because we were neighbors. We moved in right next to their house.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're sharing to see what happened. She's in a wheelchair. Her husband has to push her everywhere she went. She had a scooter that she had to go places with. And she used to live upstairs in the second, their house, their bedroom is upstairs in the second floor. And she had an escalator, a little elevator that takes her up the stairs and down. And so one day I asked her, I said, listen, what happens if your bedroom's upstairs and she can't help herself? And if she falls off the chair, she has to wait till her husband come home to pick her up. And I tell her, what happens if you have a fire down the first floor and you're upstairs? How are you going to get down there if the elevator's not working, this escalator's not working?
Yeah.
She said, well, I'll go meet Jesus. So I jokingly said, what if Jesus is not ready for you yet? So she said, well, I don't know. I said, well, no, you got to have to change that. And we worked with her. And with the grace of God, it took a lot of time on her part and a lot of commitment on our part to do that. And her life has changed. They moved to North Carolina recently, and she takes walks now with her husband.
Wait. A woman that was in a wheelchair for 17 years now takes walks with her husband.
That's right.
And
it's a whole different, it's a change. It's a change of life. But it took going to the source of the problem, and it was not, MS was an excuse, was a situation where she resigned to the fact, but as a result, her condition deteriorated to the point that she wasn't able to take care of herself. But when we were able to reverse, we didn't reverse MS, but we were able to take what was left and build up on it and to make her as independent as possible.
All right, folks. Before we went on the air, Dr. Gerges and I prayed that the people who needed to hear this message today would be listening. Maybe you are in that downward spiral and you don't know what to do. You're in pain. You've lost so much quality of life and you just believe there's no hope. Would you please, please call the office of Dr. Kerry Gerges, Back Pain Relief Ohio in Westerville. They're in the office right now, 614-890-3500. I don't believe in accidents. I believe in divine appointments, and I believe that there are some of you listening right now because God wants you to get help. They're in the office. Call and ask about an initial exam, 614-890-3500, 614-890-3500. Go to the website, backpainreliefohio.com. Dr. Gerges, our time always flies by. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for what you're doing for so many people.
Thank you.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Well, we're not the only state in America that has a governor who doesn't mind if the children in his state are abused, mutilated permanently. Yeah, of course, that's the case here in Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine vetoed very, very important legislation that would protect children from the abusive transgender industry. And that's what it is. It's a money-making industry. Mike DeWine talked to a few parents who are convinced that it's right to abuse their own children, and he rejected scientific data. He rejected elementary biology and vetoed the legislation. Fortunately, the legislature overrode his veto. Well, I always think of Kansas as a very conservative state. Joy and I lived in Kansas for a little over 4 years. Loved it. Had a wonderful ministry at a church there in Wichita. We loved Wichita. I couldn't stand the state of Kansas. I couldn't. Oh, my goodness. It's so flat and windy. And now, I didn't like the state. Loved Wichita. Loved the city. It was funny. When Joy and I moved there, I went out a little before her. A lot of reasons for that. And I would call her, you know, back home, and she'd say, well, what's it like? And I would say, the sky is really pretty. She'd say, well, what else? Well, the sky is really pretty, because that's the only good thing I could think of about Kansas when we moved there. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Kansas has currently a liberal Democratic governor, but a fairly conservative legislature. Well, similar to Ohio. Well, Mike DeWine calls himself a Republican. I don't know. Something happens to Republican governors in Ohio in their second term. Can I say John Kasich? An alien invaded his body sometime during the very beginning of his second term as governor, and the aliens still have control of John Kasich. Well, the same with Mike DeWine. When Mike DeWine was in Congress, he was fairly conservative in his first term as governor, fairly conservative, but he has drifted farther and farther left. All right, back to Kansas. Kansas passed Senate Bill 233, very, very similar to the legislation here in Ohio. It would protect children from the transgender industry. It would make it illegal to provide puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and sexual reassignment surgery for minors. Why? Common sense. They're not old enough to get a tattoo. They're not old enough to get their ears pierced. They're not old enough to drink booze. They're not old enough to smoke cigarettes. They're not old enough to drive. There are any number of things that they're simply not old enough. Why? Well, everybody agrees they don't have the mental maturity to handle those things. They can't be drafted into the army. They don't have the mental maturity to handle those things. And so we pass laws to protect them. Well, lopping off body parts, giving them puberty blockers that we are told constantly are reversible. They're not necessarily reversible. Hormone treatments, which will affect them the rest of their life, and if it's a female, might make her sterile for the rest of her life. These laws are intended to protect children who do not possess the mental maturity to make life-changing, permanent decisions. So the Kansas legislature passed Senate Bill 233, and Kansas Democrat Governor Laura Kelly vetoed it this last Friday. In her veto message, she said, it targets a small group of Kansans by placing government mandates on them and dictating to parents how to best raise and care for their children. I do not believe that it is a conservative value, and it's certainly not a Kansas value. The last place I would want to be as a politician is between a parent and a child who needed medical care of any kind, and yet that is exactly what this legislation does. If the legislature paid this much attention to the other 99.8% of students, we'd have the best schools on earth. What a phony excuse. If the legislature paid this much attention to the other 99.8% of students, we'd have the best schools on earth. Which means it's okay to abuse the 0.2% of kids who are confused about their gender, their sexuality, and have whacked out parents who are willing to allow a child to make a decision that will impact them the rest of their life. I have no idea whether the Kansas legislature has enough votes to overturn the veto. I certainly hope so. We'll keep an eye on that and bring you up to date when updates are available. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.